DOGE official claims shocking fallout from Biden's mass migration. Millions of migrants on Medicaid, thousands now on voter rolls and voting. By John Binder on April 7, 2025. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Official Antonio Gracias says millions of migrants who were welcomed to the United States under former President Joe Biden are now on the nation's Medicaid rolls and voter rolls, with some having voted in last year's election. Most recently, DOGE chief Elon Musk said that potentially millions of illegal aliens who arrived in the U.S. under Biden have secured Social Security numbers. In a recent interview with the All In podcast, Gracias detailed how easy it was for migrants freed into the U.S. to get Social Security numbers on Biden's watch. Border Patrol was giving people at times notices to appear, NTAs, and what that allows you to do is come in the country and then you're scheduled a court date like 6 years out, Gracias explained. So now you're in the country with some quasi-legal status. You're waiting for your court date. While you're waiting for your court date, 6 years is the average, by the way, it could be longer than that. You can fill out an asylum application. So without an interview, just an application. Once that application is in, you can file another form, a 765 form, to get work authorization. Once you get that, you get a 766, which is the authorization, and we automatically send you a Social Security card in the mail. No interview, that is the majority of the growth you see in these numbers. Emphasis added. Gracias said there is no identification verification in this process to gain a Social Security number, and that about a quarter of the migrants that were reviewed by DOGE did not have their fingerprints taken by Border Patrol once they crossed the southern border. From there, Gracias said DOGE looked at welfare programs, finding that 1.3 million migrants are now on Medicaid and thousands, at least in a handful of states, are on voter rolls and voted in the 2024 presidential election. We mapped this through the benefit programs. We found every benefits program that is being accessed by these people. 1.3 million are on Medicaid right now, today. And by the way, it's just ramping up, it's just starting, Gracias said. We looked at voter rolls and we found that thousands are registered to vote in friendly states. And we looked even further in those friendly states and found that many of those people had actually voted. It was shocking to us. If I hadn't seen this with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. It is shockingly bad. Emphasis added. This is the tip of the iceberg, guys. This doesn't include the 7.8 million that ICE has that have come in illegally that we know are here, and all the people who are here illegally who we don't know are here. I mean, this is not a political issue, this is about America. Emphasis added. Among those migrants on Medicaid rolls, Gracias said, are criminals and some migrants who are matches for the federal government's terrorist watch list. As far as migrants ending up on voter rolls, Gracias, a former Democrat donor, said he believes it is part of a larger scheme by the Democrat Party to import a new voting base. Yeah, I think this was a move to import voters, Gracias said. Go look at California. Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan came from California. Ronald Reagan signed amnesty, and some 40 years later, it is now a solidly blue state, Gracias said. It is the tip of the iceberg. We have a very small sample of data in a couple of states. I don't know what the unintended consequences will be long term, but I can tell you, it's already happened in America, where an amnesty program actually turned a very large state from one party to another. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.